Aristotle's father, Nicomachus, had been personal physician to Amyntas, the king of Macedon, and grandfather of Alexander the Great. As a result of this connection, which had ripened into friendship, Aristotle's father seems to have become a rich man, acquiring estates around Stagira and elsewhere in Greece. The young Aristotle was brought up in an atmosphere of medical learning, but his father died when he was still young. Aristotle was then taken to Atanias, a Greek city on the coast of Asia Minor, where he was brought up by his cousin Proxenus. Like many an heir to a fortune, Aristotle soon began spending his inherited cash in determined fashion. According to one story, he blew the lot on wine, women, and song, and ended up so broke that he was forced to join the army for a spell. After this, he returned to Stagira, where he took up medicine. Then, at the age of 30, he gave it all up and set off for Athens to study at the Academy under Plato, where he remained for 8 years. Later medieval hagiographers, determined to turn Aristotle into a saintly character, tended to ignore or discount these unthinkable calumnies. And sure enough, there is another version of Aristotle's early manhood. According to this rather more boring, but admittedly rather more credible story, Aristotle went straight to the Academy at the age of 17. Yet even some of the sources for this story allude to a brief playboy interlude. Either way, Aristotle soon settled down to a period of intense study at the Academy, quickly establishing himself as the finest mind of his generation. Initially, he was a student, but he was soon invited to become one of Plato's colleagues. It seems that, to begin with, Aristotle worshipped Plato. He certainly absorbed all the Platonic doctrine that was taught at the Academy, and his own philosophy was to be firmly grounded in its principles. But Aristotle was far too bright to be a mere follower of anyone, even Plato. When Aristotle discerned what appeared to be a contradiction, or, heaven forbid, a flaw in the works of his master, he felt it his intellectual duty to point this out. This habit soon began to irritate Plato, and though they appear not to have quarrelled, the evidence suggests that the two greatest minds of their age soon found it politic to maintain a certain distance. Plato is known to have referred to Aristotle as the mind on legs, and to have called his house the reading shop. This latter remark referred to Aristotle's famous collection of ancient scrolls. Aristotle was in the habit of buying up as many rare scrolls of ancient works as he could lay his hands on, and was one of the first private citizens to own a library. The young academic evidently received a considerable income from his inherited estates, and soon became known in Athens for his cultured manners and gracious, if rather scholarly, lifestyle.